Who cares? This is my show. Reporting live in Virginia Beach, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Anchor. Welcome to my show on this great day in Virginia Beach. Live in Virginia Beach on a Monday. This is my show. I was thinking, and there is a difference between teams that are great, teams that have a lot of superstars, Golden State Warriors, New England Patriots, Pittsburgh Steelers, and the teams that have a lot of drama, Pittsburgh Steelers. And then there's another thing, teams that have both. I believe teams are not as great when they have drama. And I believe when they have the drama, most teams that have drama aren't great. Even if they have the most superstars, even if they're the Pittsburgh Steelers, if they have Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Ben Roethlisberger, Juju Smith-Schuster, they have all them, and they have drama, they're not as good. A few years ago, it went, the Pittsburgh Steelers had the second seed in the AFC. Under the New England Patriots. When that happened, Jacksonville played Pittsburgh in the second round. Pittsburgh lost to Jacksonville. And I believe it was because mainly of drama. Golden State and the New England Patriots, for example. Golden State plays better without Kevin Durant. Golden State's not a drama team. The Patriots, they're going to be a little worse only because of Rob Gronkowski leaving. The Patriots have little to no drama. Cleveland Browns, they're not loaded. They don't have a ton of great superstars. Look at them. I mean, the two most popular superstars that they have, or very good players, is Baker Mayfield, which I wouldn't call a superstar yet. He's a very young quarterback. And the other one is Odell Beckham Jr. He could be a superstar. He might be. So Cleveland's definitely not overpowered. They're a great team. The only thing I'm concerned about with Cleveland, and this is a very tiny concern, is that they're going to be like the Pittsburgh Steelers and like many teams in the NFL, dramas. Teams that have a ton of drama don't win the Super Bowl. Teams that have a lot of drama don't win the Stanley Cup. The Capitals and Penguins, that's always a good series to watch when those two teams play in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That series is a drama series. Ovechkin, Sidney Crosby. The Capitals are a little bit more, they play a little bit more rougher than the Pittsburgh Penguins. Who normally wins that series? I'm not saying that the Penguins have more drama than the Capitals. And I'm not saying the Capitals have more drama than the Penguins. But who normally wins that series? The Pittsburgh Penguins. Except a few years ago, last year I think it was, the Capitals won that series. One of the reasons why Golden State is as good as they are. Is number one, they're a good team. But number two, they have little to no drama. New England Patriots. They're a good team. They don't have a ton of superstars. They got Edelman, who is, some say, a superstar. Michelle, the running back, he's a little young to be considered a superstar. And then you got Tom Brady, who definitely is a superstar. But they're not overpowered. They don't have a lot of drama. They just won their sixth Super Bowl. The Steelers, take them, for example. They're a little bit overpowered, but they're not now that Antonio Brown left, Le'Veon Bell left. They're not as overpowered, but they've still got drama. They might have a little less drama now that Antonio Brown and Bell left, but they still have a little drama. They haven't won a Super Bowl in a long time. They haven't been to the Super Bowl in quite a while. A long time ago, or not too long ago, but more than 2 years ago, the two best teams in the AFC, New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers. New England constantly got the number one seed in the AFC. Why? And Pittsburgh wasn't far behind them, but New England got it because they're not a drama team. The Steelers, back when they had Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Ben Roethlisberger, they were an overpowered, great organization, but one issue was they had drama. Pittsburgh last year was in all three categories. They were drama team, they had overpowered, and there you go. They had both. They were in all three categories. The Patriots, maybe 2 years ago, they only had one category. Overpowered. Now, I'm not saying overpowered isn't good here, but look at the success the teams are having that are not overpowered. Milwaukee Bucks, take them for an example. A team that's great, not overpowered. They got one major superstar, the Greek Freak. Take them. Milwaukee's not overpowered. They're not too much of a drama team. And here you are. They could be in the NBA Finals. Golden State, a little bit overpowered. However, they're playing better without Kevin Durant. And when Kevin Durant is on the Golden State starting team, which he missed a good bit of the last series against the Houston Rockets, but now Golden State is an overpowered team. Boston Celtics. Boston's not too overpowered, but they're making changes. The Lakers. Lakers were better with LeBron James. Lakers are not too overpowered. They're not a ton of a drama. I'm not saying they don't have any drama, but the Lakers are on a ton of drama and they just missed the playoffs. Look at Jacksonville Jaguars. When they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 2 years ago, they weren't overpowered. They weren't a drama team. And they almost beat the Patriots. The Denver Broncos, when they won the 50th Super Bowl, they weren't an overpowered team. The only great player they had was Peyton Manning. Then, the drama, they didn't have any drama, Denver Broncos. They weren't a drama team, they weren't an overpowered team, they won the Super Bowl that year. I just think teams that are just slightly overpowered aren't the best. Teams that have more drama aren't the best. That's my point here. Cleveland isn't overpowered. My biggest concern for the Cleveland Browns is that I'm afraid maybe they'll have the drama. All right, well, coming up on my show, let's switch to this. Coming up, we're going to talk about MLB, NHL. Stay tuned for that. We'll be right back on my show. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. We're going to discuss the NHL. I have a concern here for the Sharks. Nothing big happened in the NHL, but I do want to talk about my concern for the Sharks. If there's a Game 7, I don't know how well the Sharks are going to do against the Bruins. I've been saying, ever since the NHL playoffs started, I think the Sharks are going to go to the Stanley Cup. They're going to win the West, go to the Stanley Cup against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay got out in the first round. So then I went with the Capitals in the East. Capitals got out in the first round. Then I went with the New York Islanders because of what they did against the Pittsburgh Penguins. They got eliminated. So then I started going with the Hurricanes. You can see the East here is having so many upsets. I mean, the Penguins were expected to beat the Islanders. I thought they were. The Lightning were expected to win it all. They got knocked out in the first round. The Capitals were expected to beat the Hurricanes. And probably the Penguins or the Islanders, whichever they had to play. They got eliminated in the first round. So the East is full of upsets. The West had a few too, just not as much as the East. I mean, if you look at the West upset, you got the Colorado Avalanches, the Nashville Predators. I mean, it's just the upsets for the West, they do exist. They're just not as many here. Great, great teams in the West. The Sharks, the Predators. I'm going to say Colorado surprised me. This is all in the West. The Blues have really surprised me. Gold Knights aren't terrible. Great teams in the East. You got definitely the Tampa Bay. I still think they're the best team in the NHL. They just didn't make it to the playoffs. I think the Pittsburgh Penguins are still good, even though they got eliminated in the first round. I still think the Capitals are great. The Hurricanes have surprised me. The Bruins, the Islanders, Philadelphia, Flyers didn't miss the playoffs by too much. If you just look at how the difference between the West and the East has better teams than the West. That's why I think there's been more upsets in the East than what there has been in the West. But let's switch to this. The Sharks, I do have a concern for the San Jose Sharks. Here's why. If this series goes into a Game 7, it will get interesting. Now, the Bruins, they're not a ton to talk about either. They had a Game 7 against the Maple Leafs in the first round. But there is still a concern. They looked good against the Blue Jackets. They looked great against the Hurricanes, who I thought would go to the Cup. But the Bruins looked great against the Hurricanes. How can they do against the Sharks if it comes down to that? If the Blues win, that's going to be interesting. But I have to go with the Sharks. Now, that doesn't say, I'm not saying the Sharks aren't going to enter Game 7 in the series. I'm not saying even if the Blues make it, the Stanley Cup's not going to go to Game 7 or vice versa. I'm just saying they look really, really good. The Sharks and the Bruins look good. And if it comes down to the Sharks and the Bruins, that's going to be a great series. All right, well, let's switch to this. MLB. There's a category that I put teams in. All right. The Reds are probably in one of the lowest categories. The Sharks, The Pirates are one up. And then you go another up, and you probably got the Yankees. That's where you have your Boston Red Sox. That's where you have your Chicago Cubs. And then the highest category, or most of the greatest teams, or a lot of the greatest teams play. And we're going to break these down here. But we're going to do it right now. The Yankees are going to be into the, not the top category, but they're not far from it. You're going to get your Phillies that are going to be in same category as the Yankees. That's where you're going to see the Houston. Houston's going to be on the top level here. And same thing with the Twins. They're going to be on your top level here. Teams, the top level is where I could see teams win it. That's going to be your Twins, your Houston. And that's about it, it looks like. And also, I could see the Dodgers in the top category too. The category next to this is where I could see them win it, but they would have to improve. That's where your Yankees are going to be. That's where your Red Sox are going to be. That's where your Rays are going to be. That's where your Party, that's where your Cubs are going to be. And your Phillies are going to be. And that's where you're going to have your, maybe if they improve, I could see the Pirates, but they're going to be more in the category underneath that. Teams that really have to improve, but I don't see them winning it. Teams that will go out in the second round, maybe, if they make it. Or wild card potential. These are going to be their teams. The Pittsburgh Pirates, the Colorado Rockies, the Indians, the Athletics, the Rays, if again, Rays, Tampa Bay's in a few here. Your Detroit, your Nationals, your Mets, your Reds, your Bruins, your Cardinals. And again, these are teams near 500 that I could see maybe entering a wild card potential, if not getting eliminated in the second round. Your Giants. And then this is the next category. Teams that have to improve to get to a wild card here. Teams that I don't know if they're even going to make it. Teams that I don't think they'll make it unless they improve. And that's going to be your Blue Jays. That's going to be your Orioles, those two mainly. That's going to be your Miami. That's going to be Seattle. And all those teams. All right, well, coming up is the wrap-up podcast. I'll be naming the best teams, the teams from 5-1, top 5 MLB teams that I think have the potential to win it. So stay tuned for that, as well as the wrap-up podcast on my show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the My Show podcast. This is the last podcast of the day. The wrap-up podcast. I'll be naming the top 5 MLB teams that I think have the best chance to win it. Obviously, it's going to be number 1. But before we talk about that, I wanted to touch real quick on the NBA. I still think the Milwaukee Bucks and the Golden State Warriors are going to be in the finals together. I could see Game 7 here. I do believe maybe the way Golden State's playing, I could see them in it. But I think this is the best team Golden State's played this year, is the Milwaukee Bucks. I think this is the second best team. I'm going to actually say the third. I could see the second or the third best team in the NBA. All right, well, let's switch to this. I'm going to be naming the top 5 MLB teams Number one has the best chance to win it all. Number five has the least, but they'll still have the potential to win it. Number five, I'm going to have to say number five is going to have to be the Tampa Bay Rays. If they can improve, and they're actually better than what they are, or has been playing, I could definitely see Tampa Bay in this thing here. So, I'm going to say number five is the Tampa Bay Rays. Number four, I'm going to say is the Boston Red Sox. They're not too far out here. It's definitely not out of the question. I could see them doing either way here. But number four is the Boston Red Sox. Number three is going to have to be the Chicago Cubs. They've been playing much better since Milwaukee Brewers and the Pittsburgh Pirates have dropped out of number one and number two. So I could see them winning it. Number three is going to have to be the Chicago Cubs. Number two is the New York Yankees. They've been playing better. They're not there yet. However, I could see them definitely making the playoffs, definitely in the World Series, just not maybe necessarily winning it. Their issue is going to be number one, though. Number one, and that was number two. Number two is the New York Yankees. Number one is the Houston Astros. They're great. They play great. Their record's well above 500. I could definitely see them winning this. I think they're the best team in the MLB. I could definitely see them winning it all. Houston Astros is going to have to be number one. Thanks for listening to the My Show podcast today. This is a Monday. Tomorrow, we're going to break down the MLB games from today and tonight. The NBA games. Who I think is going to win the NBA Finals. Who I think is going to win the NHL Finals. Now the Tampa Bay, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Capitals and Hurricanes are out. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. But thanks for listening to the My Show podcast today. Have a great day. One last time. Live in Virginia Beach. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a great day.